Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Odd as necklace. Never said that before.
Oh! Hello and welcome to another player profile and projection. Today's player is Oswaldo Alberto Cabrera, the Venezuelan Victor, they call him.
Gasp.
And he is a stud, and he plays all the positions, and he has all the smiles,
yes.
And he hits from both sides of the plate, and he's dating Jake's mom.
Take that back.
Sorry you had to find out this
Not
way.
Yet.
What they're doing is strictly physical. Oswaldo Cabrera just turned 24 March 1st. He is from Venezuela. Guaraninas.
Don't come at him like that.
He wore number 95 last year, and I guess he'll continue to do that because the Yankees are just obtusely rude.
No, I think him and Peraza are going to get new numbers.
I hope so, man. Come on. I mean, Judge with 99, that's cool. He's big. It's 9'9". 9'5". That's...
It's not as bad as whatever Peraza's wearing. 70.
91.
91? 91's atrocious. That's Alfredus. Whatever his name?
Alfredo Aceves.
Yeah.
If you're not wear 91? Yeah. If you're not being a Dennis Rodman guy, don't wear 91.
Alfredo Aceves kind of worked.
No, yeah. If you're a reliever that's going to beat people up in the bullpen, wear it.
He said he loved Rodman, so he wore 91. Like he kept that in Boston.
Oswaldo Cabrera, last year, he played every infield position except center, or every position except catcher and center field.
Wait, first base, did he get an inning or something?
I believe he did. It's on the board.
Like a handful
13.1 innings at first base last year.
Damn.
Hyper.
I don't believe any starts.
Hyper utility. He played his most innings in right field, second most in left field. And then tied shortstop and third base, both at 28 innings. So we know he's versatile. We heard he had never played the outfield, and then you heard all these crazy random defensive metrics. It was like, he's only played 4 games, but he's got 9 defensive runs saved, which is complimentary and an indictment a little bit on defensive stats. The robbed homer was super cool. He racked up 2 WAR last year, if you're into that thing, and he ended up... In 154 at-bats, he had a 740 OPS, which was a 109 OPS plus. If you remember, he really came sprinting to the finish line last year. Because I'll get the best butter knife for you.
In his last 23 games.
Let's see how many I did.
304.
I did his last 23 games.
Yeah, 304 batting average, 389 on base, 595 slugging. Really started hitting and taking his walks, had 6 home runs in his last 23 games, and started improving. He did look overmatched his first couple, which is fair and fine.
Same.
But, I mean, this guy is everything other people thought they were. I mean, he makes his first ever time in right field. He robs a home run and then flexes while wearing, like, a silly, fun necklace. I think he joined my live stream the other day when I was just on Instagram. I was just showing a video of James sitting in the net.
Sure.
And he came in and watched. He left quickly.
You don't know that. He's into nets.
Maybe. But, yeah. He was the, what's the term? Like the spark, like the youthful energy that you want to get from promoting a kid.
Yes.
Peraza didn't really provide that, even though his numbers were good. But they didn't let him.
Wasn't allowed to.
But man, this kid can't be contained. His energy is infectious. Like, this dude's a stud.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost...
not in, like, profile hype, but just personality-wise. Because he wasn't a top prospect.
No, but
he's a stud.
He, going back a little further, he in the minor leagues, he really started to check the boxes the Yankees like. He really started to rake at AAA. Had an 832 OPS there. In minor leagues last year, 863 OPS, and it got better as the year went on. Across 118 games last year in AA and AAA, 28 homers, 21 steals. Like, the guy killed it. And then he came up to the majors. He was searching with the bat a little bit. Meanwhile, playing amazing defense wherever they put him, including outfield positions he had not played previously. That, I don't know, man. Like you're saying, this his kid's energy is unmatched. You know, we kind of thought he was going to be in a super util role. It still feels like it's going to end up there, but with so many other questions on the Yankees roster, it feels like he's become less of a question. And a lot of credit to the kid, man. He, you know, I think a lot of people, prospects especially, going into the COVID times, you were kind of put into a weird area, right? You know, he did not play minor league baseball in 2020, coming off a high A season where his numbers were not that great. And it looks very clear and apparent from his numbers that he kind of went to work and figured some things out.
You like number 11 for him?
No.
Because of Gardner? You'd think more time?
Gardner? No.
Okay, I'm wondering why you didn't like it.
Different energies.
What number do you like for him? 16? He's retired.
I think people got 11 pegged for Volpe.
Don't, yeah, that's more on the nose.
It feels like 16 would fit his profile, but it's retired.
I'll get there.
22? That's a good one.
It's Bader, right?
Yeah, but he's out.
Not how it works. Just not, dude. Sorry to explain it to you like that.
I mean, 12 once IKF gets traded. Or you kind of stay away from that number.
Isn't you got to let it rest for
isn't 12,
you.
Been a bunch of weird 12's
like a doom's number.
Got to let it rest for you.
Right?
It's been a lot of weird infielders 13. In the last.
A-Rod would be indefensible against it.
Well, Gal already wore.
Right.
Yeah, he broke the seal.
Now that that's gone.
Okay. Okay.
Don't yell at me.
What position do you think he's going to play the most? Left field?
You think left field? I don't know. How crazy is it that his most played position last year was right field?
Yeah, but Judge was in center.
Right.
I remember him being out there. I mean, it was cool. Every time he plays a position, he makes it a great play. Like, his first play in right field was a robbery. His first catch at third was a tarp catch.
Tarped.
It was pretty nuts what he was doing.
And he had rookie moments. Remember, he had the collision in right field.
Where he hurt Hicks. Why are you bringing that up?
And he had one or two balls in left where, you know, he was new to the position because he literally was. And all that being said, he's got a great throwing arm. He's athletic. He's got range. And, yeah, wherever he is, I guess the part that fully wrote me in, and I was a little worried about playing time for him, and once I kind of got over that hump, wherever he is, he's going to play some level of defense, and he's going to bring, like, energy and a little bit of speed if he's on base that he... Even if he's not hitting, he brings something to the table, which is a really good way to stay in the lineup.
Yeah, the ability to switch hit. He kind of does a little Soto shuffle. But I think he needs to hit, right? Because everything else that he does, the defense, the multiple positions, that's going to get him on the roster as a utility bench spot. He needs to hit like he did in the last 30 games to stay on the roster. Not that well, but, right. You know, unlike the first 30 or whatever, the first 20.
Well, how about this? Can I ask you something?
And I think breaking balls, his swing was a little susceptible to it first, but he's hitting the ball hard in spring right now. But that's what I'm watching at the plate is him, and a lot of young guys you watch this, but breaking balls, especially from the left side and the right side, I don't remember noticing much from the right side. Like, I just closed my eyes. He's a lefty. He's a switch hitter.
Yeah, I remember we were laughing because early on his hitting numbers were better from the right side, I think. And we were like, I can't even. He's taking righty at bats.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think when we were diving into the minor league numbers last year when we needed any youth to help save the season in August, that his numbers were better from the left side.
All his home runs last year came from the right side.
How about that?
I'm going to go watch one.
Jimmy's going to go watch one of the home runs, which is funny because his, or no.
Remember his postseason
you
home
have
run?
That opposite. That was it was versus right-handed pitching. All of his homers are from the left side.
Thank God. As I was a left super game. Confused.
Yeah, because that was wrong.
That's why I said I had to go watch
that
one,
was hella wrong.
I can't remember this at all.
And I thought you were saying all like hyperbolic, like it was like all but the two I remember that were lefty.
But 28 bats versus lefties, which again is a crazy small sample, but 286, 344, a 737 OPS. So right around the nose. So yeah, I don't know, man. I think if he's around 100 OPS player, he's still a high quality player at the bottom of your lineup. That This is the wind tunnel I've been in, that if he improves from last year, he is an incredibly valuable player the Yankees have been looking at for the past, since we've been doing Talking Yanks. Like, since Tyler Wade rumors of, like, yeah. The Zobrist prospect.
Versatile. Like,
if
agile.
If he's anything better than last year, or even if... Again, the numbers come out, and he's a 109 OPS plus. Like, that's an incredible baseball player. That's like a 4-5 war guy.
Yeah, I just hope they get to use his abilities in the infield and eventually free up space so he can be used for, like, his true benefit, which is that he can go pick it or catch it wherever. If he turns into an everyday player,
right?
I hope it's at a position. Like, an everyday left fielder, I don't know if that's the best of his abilities.
Well,
you have to find out.
You already compared him to Brett Gardner. Having good defense in Yankees left field is pretty important.
No, I was just giving him the lowest available number to make him feel good.
About zero.
Not a number.
Domingo has it right now. It's not how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not a number? I guess... Yeah. My thing to go with that is if he does lock down, say, left field, which... I don't even think that's going to happen anymore. I think he's going to play a lot of outfield and slices of infield. But if he wins and deserves to be starting every day and the best place to put him is left field, that doesn't need to be held against him that he is versatile. Like, you know, if you have injuries other places and then that becomes a problem. Like, right now we have 8 infielders. So
no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that if he's I'm just saying... It would stink to have an injury elsewhere. And now, well, we can't move him. He's our left fielder. But he could go play second or third and have those abilities. The way the roster is, like, they just don't have any outfielders.
I guess that's the problem. If he can play that and, you know, as Waldo as a second baseman, I don't know how he slacks up against DJ, Glaber, Volpe, Peraza on paper. That, yeah, if you can play left field... And when the time comes that we need you to be like, it shouldn't just be, okay, well, the third baseman got hurt, Oswaldo, you're there, Hicks is in. Like, you know, that doesn't feel like the default for me if it's like, okay, well, Donaldson's banged up, so DJ plays third and the roster feels all right.
Yeah, but I like having a starting left fielder so that he goes sprinkles his good seed all over. Otherwise, IKF's doing it.
If there was a lockup left fielder, the infield's so jammed right now.
We're saying the same thing. I'm saying I don't like the way the Yankees constructed this, but it's the best use of him. We're saying the same thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's not Oswaldo's business at this point.
Not at all. It's the Yankees.
I'm there to play. There's a spot I can play. And yeah, if the Yankees clean 3 infield spots, then yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
But even if not, like, that's where, you know, if there's positive dreams going in the season, we know the catcher situation. We've talked about Rizzo. There should be a solution at second. There should be a solution at short. There should be a solution at third. And I don't think any of those are as well, though. You know what I mean?
No.
It's nice to have him as the backup in that position, but he can
do
that.
I like him getting everyday at-bats.
He can do that from left field.
All positions, spreading his mojo everywhere.
Okay. A mojo spread.
Yes.
I guess that's the thing. I know his mojo is always going to spread, so if he's not spreading his mojo... Like, I think what might be fun is, like, let's say as well...
Left field stinks for him.
Let's say, there's a lot of good, nice plays to be made out there. A lot of sliding catches.
No, I don't know. I'm talking about mojo. Like, right field, you play with the fans out there. Infield, you get to do mound visits and, like, talk, and you get to, like, pop your glove and yell things. Left field, I mean, it's just
there's
a bunch of...
There's a tarp, and you meet up with the other outfielders.
Yeah, but, like, the fans out there...
Robberies over there are a little cool. The fans, stay away from the fans.
You know he heard the shift was going away, and he was excited to play infield without a shift.
He'd be very excited to play foreigners. Watch this home run. He hit off Pivetta. I mean, it's just so cool.
Okay. Little slider.
Slider. Pivetta just like gets doubled over in pain as soon as it hits the bat. Go ahead, shot off versus the Red Sox.
Here's what I'll
Let's
say.
Let's go, baseball.
I think it's going to be... Okay, so Oswaldo Cabrera's a stud. That's awesome. Happy for him. And like every year, it's like... What's the murder show where he picks up...
Murder, She Wrote?
Every time he kills someone, he picks up one of their traits or whatever. Dexter.
Oh.
Thanks, guys. Every year, Oswaldo's just a different position. It's like, oh, yeah, 2020, oh, 23, he was the left fielder.
That I like good. That.
And it's like 24, it's like, oh, I think he's our third baseman.
That's what they try like to do with base. IKF, but like a good
And then it's right field. Yeah, but he does it like well, and it's like, wow, how cool is this guy?
And hits for power and contact and walk and stuff like that.
All of it.
Yeah.
Todos.
I'm in for that.
And it becomes like a Jolly Olive video in 5 years. And it's like, this guy played five different spots for the Yankees in 5 years and won five rings. And you're like, wow.
I'd love to find the guy. Is it like recently?
I'd love to find the guy.
Recently, I think it probably is Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Kinda.
Which guy has played a new position every year? He did three, right? He did catcher, third base, shortstop.
Yeah, I don't know, that's three consecutive years of... Of the change, he's done all three as like his primary position for sure.
I'll ask Jolly.
Yeah.
Looks like yeah. 3 years in a row, different spot as the
different
first
primary thing. Position.
Primary position played.
Interesting. So yeah, come for him. Do 4 years in a row.
Sobers have anything? Cool, IKF
sort of did 4 years in a row because there was a year before that where it was third base again, then second base, and back to third.
I got something. What if he becomes a shortstop? Volpe, you know, has to slide to second. What if, like, you know, everyone's saying is it Peraza? Is it Volpe? Is it IKF? And then come after the trade deadline, Oswaldo's there, and it just feels so right.
You know I'm from the Aaron Judge school of play your best players.
Yeah.
So if that lines up and Oswaldo is our best shortstop, then yeah, play him there. I got no favorites, man.
I play. You have
for
favorites.
Keeps.
You
I
love,
play for keeps.
You love Oswaldo.
I have favorites.
He's one of your favorites.
I have favorites. I have bias. Whole team.
He should be. I just like him in the infield.
Oh.
But I like him anywhere. Do you think he needs to work on anything off the field?
No, not at all.
Me neither.
No.
And it wouldn't be my place to say anyway. I don't really know him that well.
He has so much fun.
Do you think he's going to wear the same necklace or a different necklace?
I think there will be an addition to the necklace. And then this year will probably be the last year of the necklace we're familiar with.
Okay.
And I'm pretty locked on that.
Yeah. I have something for you. You know how we are the...
State.
Primary numbers in wins versus numbers in losses.
We are.
Baseball
we genuinely
podcast.
Are.
No other show
discusses it.
Or baseball forum mentions this split at all. Because it's not.
Because why would they?
Of substance.
It's almost not applicable.
Because every time we bring it up,
Nobody
we say
cares.
How it's stupid.
It's
but we
not
like
real.
It.
Well, can I give you his? Just one aspect of his? Same exact on-base percentage in losses and in wins. 312. So it's not crazy good
power
or bad.
Though, right?
More power in wins. Wins, yeah. Better batting average in wins.
Okay.
Everything else is better in the wins. More grounded in double plays in wins. Damn.
What's your goal for him this year?
270. Mm-hmm. Batting average. And plays 130 games.
Okay.
Which I'm giving him like a respite or maybe like a spell on the bench. Oh, I have a goal for him. Never get sent down.
It's a good goal.
Be here to stay.
It's a good goal.
That's
the Yankees' goal too.
I'd like him to hit for average too because there's so much thump and there's so much power. Not average per se, but on base average. We don't need a slugging lead player.
To use your words, hitting wise, there needs to be an amalgamation of it all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I guess that's my thing. If he's a 250 hitter in today's baseball, that used to be 270. That if the power and everything else is there, I don't mind. You know? If he's a 250, 330 on base, like, as long as things tick up, right? Like, if he's either walking more or the power goes up or the contact goes up, he needs to evolve as a hitter slightly.
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's fair. And I think stay likable. I don't want him to turn heel.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
Imagine he turned heel.
If the Sox try to fight him or something, I'll be so mad.
No.
That's Millar. That's busting out Ellsbury on
Red
Sox Day.
Do you want him, if there's a brawl, what part do you want him to play in a benches carry?
I want him goofing and gaffing on the side.
I don't think you're going to get that.
Like, there's a vent.
I think he might switch.
I think next year's the heel turn.
But what if it's like Peraza, you know, or Glaber, like another Venezuelan, like part of the brawl? Like, I think I can see him flipping a switch and then us liking it. Like, oh.
I think that's internal. Like, him and Johnny Loaiza have a fight about a soccer game between Nicaragua and Venezuela. And everyone's like, what? Oswaldo and Johnny?
In a bench,
everyone's like, Johnny
kind of
had that in
him. In a bench is clearing brawl.
Right.
Would you want him?
He does one thing sneaky that we love. Like, he trips someone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was going to lay out a couple scenarios for you, which one you would want him to fall in. Like, let's go back to the 2017 or 2018 Tigers brawl. No, I think it was 2017. Gary Sanchez, he started sucker punching people. That's one option.
We didn't love that.
We didn't love that, right?
We didn't support that fully.
Sonny Gray, he ran out from the bullpen and just grabbed anyone, pinned them down, and held them down.
I've done my part.
I think it was Austin Romine. Not Austin. Brother Romine.
Right.
Or you have a joking, like, grabs another Venezuelan guy on the other team and, like, shadow box jokingly off to the side. Of those three, which do you want him to be?
It's somewhere around three. Like, he either gives someone a wet willy, or, like, he does, like, the old school, you know, when you tap someone on the shoulder and they turn the other way. Like, Oswaldo's got that in his bag.
Okay.
Or, like, if there's a really, like, hot reliever who's gung-ho, like, Oswaldo just throws out the leg and they just eat it. That's so embarrassing. You do the full bullpen sprint, and as you get to the fight, you just
takes a bunch of like sunflower seeds out of his back pocket and shoves them in the player's mouth, Three Ninja style, when the grandpa chokes out the guy.
Something of that ilk, yes.
All right, so that's one thing that we need to find out is who's he when it comes to a brawl.
That's brought to you by SeatGeek.
Yeah,
buy John
seats.
Boy preseason.
Yeah.
Buy seats.
Do you want to do his like baseball reference projection?
Well, those first. It's at a 42% clip. I
green
guess
bubble's good.
Here's
green bubbles are good on SeatGeek.
The green the bubble.
Bubbles, the bubbles.
You could like go sit by his Waldo.
How frustrating the bubbles.
Sit in left field. See his Waldo. Now you have a reason to go to left field. That's the Yankees marketing kick.
His face James when he poops.
Same with your son. Like father, like son. How about this? Oswaldo's season stat line.
Yeah.
These are his 162 game averages from last year.
What about the BREF?
It's awful. It's at a 42% clip.
And they're bad, you think?
So he goes 247, 312, 740 OPS.
Don't like that.
With 22 homers, 70 RBI, and 11 steals.
That's kind of cool. The counting numbers are good there.
It's not bad, right?
It's not bad.
I think what Oswaldo brings defensively, we would take those numbers. I think right now we're trying to be a little proud because we want to set the bar high for him. Because he can achieve with hard work and perseverance.
Yeah. And mojo. A little bit of mojo. It's that mojo magic, baby.
Might have been our longest PBB.
See you guys.
What a catch, Oswaldo Cabrera. Kay likes bonus. Highlights. High lie. Hey, everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.